This is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hey, hey, hey. So this is an exciting, exciting episode for me, the mind and behavior and how they relate.
Yes.
You know, I've been through my whole little KonMari and my get rid of it and cleaning out this and time management and all this little whatever phase I'm going through right now. Cleansing.
Yes.
So this mind and behavior was another one that I feel like is related to all this stuff that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we've talked about before how I have like multiple planners, and I know people are thinking like, you know, five or six multiple ring bind planners or something like that, but it's not. Like, I have these journals, I guess you could call them journals, or like TN insert type notebooks mm-hmm. that I use. And so I have one that I use for my home project planning since we moved in here. I find pictures on Pinterest for inspiration, print them off, slap them on the page, you know, write my notes or whatever. You know, I have paint swatches and stuff that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so one of those that I'm doing is my pantry makeover.
Pantry makeover. I need a pantry makeover. Sheesh.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, my kitchen is so dysfunctional. Like, it's not a mess or dirty or anything like that, but I just can't find, like, my cabinets for me don't flow.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I feel like that's hard, like, once you move in and everything's everywhere and you're trying to, like, figure out what you need.
Right. And put where to put it, or how is this going to work best for me here when I'm cooking, you know? I don't know.
Right.
And the pantry is not in the kitchen. Ah. That was like my biggest pet peeve.
I know.
So, it's so frustrating. So then, you know, whatever. So anyway, all that to say that instead of me spending hours on social media or, you know, Instagram scrolling for so-called inspiration or
so-called, making,
you know, my excuse, looking for inspiration. Mm-hmm. But then I find myself doing it for hours. What the heck?
Yeah.
You know.
And so, it's like, that's perfect. Like, this is perfect to talk about with this whole mind and behavior kind of thing. Because, I mean, I don't know how many hours I sit sometimes, like, on Instagram. Like, you know, iPhone just came out with that, like, screen, you can see how long you've been on each thing.
Oh, I don't want to even look at it.
I don't look at my
YouTube told me that I was spending too much time and that I need to take a break the other day. I told YouTube to mind their own business. What? So yeah, so I'm doing this. I started today. I went and mm-hmm. bought all my stuff from the Dollar Tree. I think the total came up to like $22 worth of bins and baskets and stuff. And they actually have dark wine cherry because my kitchen is red.
Mm-hmm.
The walls were already painted when we moved in. They're like this wine red. It's really mm-hmm. pretty.
Nice.
And so they actually had those wine colored baskets. I was so excited. So we got $22. I'm going to do my pantry. I bought contact paper and everything. So I'll be showing pics.
Nice.
But all that to say, like, you know, I've been planning on Instagram for hours, on YouTube for hours, but I haven't put anything to action.
That's the worst, man.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, enough. No more looking at anything. You need to get up and go do it. So the only reason I'll get on like tonight is just for like, so I can see how people place the baskets or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be done by tomorrow evening.
You can look on YouTube, too. Like, YouTube has, I don't know, it's like this crazy, I don't want to call her crazy, but she's, like, so organized, and she does, like, mm-hmm. this walkthrough through her kitchen and her pantry and shows, like, all the bins and all that. And she didn't have a her pantry in the kitchen either. So I'll try to find that and let you know. Yeah, and if anybody else wants to know, then let me know you want to know so I can send it to you.
Yes, I need. So mind and behavior. So instead of me spending time hours on social media, I decided I needed to start doing some of these projects that are in my book, especially the ones that don't cost a whole lot of money or take a whole lot of time, or like painting and, you know, all these different things. Mm-hmm. So I can get these projects out of the way. And while I'm doing all this cleansing and whatever, all month I've been watching, I've tried to stop watching like planner setup videos because I don't need my planner set up. So I'm watching it. So I started watching like TED Talks on like mind and behavior, TED Talks on, you know, just being a successful person, like what action steps to take and what type of activities I need to do. Maybe some books that I need to read, which I've read multiple books here and there on this stuff. But it's just time for me to get into action. And in order to do that, you know, you have to tell your mind, look, hey, we're getting up and we're going to do this.
Yes. And
you seriously have to tell yourself.
I have a list of, like, at the end, I want to, don't let me forget, like, I have a list of books that is highly recommended for all this stuff. So,
And so, there are many different ways to go about, like, you do want to plan for this. And you do want to do, like MJ said, list, or, you know, there's a thing called mind mapping out there for some people because you like to see it, you know, just plain and out in the open. Maybe regular numbered or bulleted lists up and down don't really work for you. Mm-hmm. So then you can do something called mind mapping, which I thought was super interesting. There's a guy, Tony Buzan, Buzan.
Mm-hmm.
Who kind of came up with this concept, and he has a really awesome about it. And there's some other things, if you search YouTube, that he talks about, like mind mapping and how it relates to behavior and things like that. So mind mapping is very much related to planning from what I see, or in mm-hmm. my personal experience. Mind mapping is just getting it out of your head onto paper. And then after it's on the paper, then you put it into action or do whatever you need to do with it. Or in my experience, mm-hmm. that's what I've been doing. You know, we did the closet organization, you know, getting rid of clothes and things. That's something I've been needing to do. And I kept putting it off just because it's such a chore. But I've just really this month, been or August, it's September now. Whoops.
Dang.
So I know, right? It's crazy. It's been a month.
Right.
So I've really been trying to stick with positivity, mm-hmm. you know, things that are successful, you know, achieving goals and things like that. Right. So with this mind mapping, you know, he was talking about how our brains do not function linear. And it's really interesting. I mean, even when you think about how the brain looks, like nothing about your brain is linear. The way it looks, the way it operates, it's just kind of all over the place. And
Saw this TED Talk.
Yeah, it was so interesting. I watched it twice because I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
Yes, I think he was talking about how, so you were talking about how, like, the brain isn't even linear, and wasn't he talking about, like, the different hemispheres, your left hemisphere and your right?
Yeah.
So your left holding all that information, but then doing right. the mind map and creating branches with different colors and different pictures yeah. connects both hemispheres, so you're able to do something with the yeah. information.
And function, so yeah, cool. to get so get it out of your head, you know,
yes,
and put it into action. So I watched that TED Talk like at the beginning of the month, the first week of the month, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, we need to do a podcast on this. So we did talk about this, MJ and I, like weeks ago, kind of when mm-hmm. the podcast was being just talked up. And so I've been really excited about this because I've been doing it. Like, this is something that I've actually been doing. Well, all the stuff.
That's cool.
That I actually do. But just having it out of my head on a piece of paper or in my little home planner, notebook planner thing, mm-hmm. I've been able to like check off stuff. You know how I love checking things off. So I've been able to do that. And so here, my pantry is one of those things I'm super excited because I'll be able to check it off, you know, something done mm-hmm. And something that's been needing to be done since like we moved in here early May. I think we closed April, but we didn't move in until our lease was done in May or whatever. You guys didn't need to know that, but
yeah. let them in on all the details.
Yeah. And, you know, there's tons of projects and tons of things that I want to do. My office, I'm trying to be a perfectionist too much that it's not getting done. So that's another one that I'm going to be tackling. I have my paint picked out.
There was I can't wait until you finish your office. I am about to be in there.
Like, come make me get started because I'm like, ah, I don't want to put too much stuff in here or I don't want this in here. I feel so comfortable with my futon and my Roscog carts.
Crafting on the futon.
Yeah, and I've been chilling down here and Marcus has come down here and sat with me on my futon. And I just don't want to put anything in here. It's nuts. And he's always like, when are you going to put, you know, because I'll spread out all over the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. And Steph is like, when are you going to get your office together? And I'm like, oh, stop rushing me. But yes, mind mapping, mind and behavior. So
let's get back to it.
Get back to it. So yeah, like MJ said, putting it down on paper, using the mind map, and you guys have to go look at it on YouTube so you can have a visual of it. The TED Talk, basically, you know how TED Talks is just a person on the stage. Every now and then there's visuals. And I actually think the one I watched by, what's her name? Lara Boyd?
I haven't heard of her.
Yeah, she, okay, yeah, Lara, L-A-R-A, and her last name is Boyd. She has one about mind and behavior. And she actually does have some images, I do believe, on hers. But the other one is at Tony Buzan, where she has images, or he has images of mind maps and how chaotic they look. But it works.
It does, really. Like he said that the reason, I mean, and I think this is really cool how it connects to our planner community, too, because, like, we use stickers. So, you know,
it's a visual.
Having an image for whatever your plan is or whatever is in your mind, it's like it creates this, I don't know, it solidifies it.
Right. So, it like helps both hemispheres work. Like you said, it helps both hemispheres work together when it can relate to a color, an image, or something like that.
Right. So let's try to give them a visual. Okay. All right. So start with a big circle. So you guys thinking about a big circle and then put an idea, a main idea. Let's say, what's an idea? Kitchen. So then on your left, this branch grows out of it. Like think of like a tree branch growing out of it. Maybe pink, a pink branch just growing. And then the branches or leaves go out even further and another idea emerges. So this branch to the kitchen is, let's say, pantry. Another branch goes out, and that's cleaning supplies. Another branch goes out, and that's cooking or whatever it may be. And so the way that he describes it, of course, he provides visuals in the TED Talk, but the way that he describes it is that It's kind of it's so strange because it's like, it's not just, oh, I'm just gonna mark a little line here and a line here. He says, like, it's kind of like a process that your brain goes through to see how, you know, how your pen is moving into this branch and
you're building on these ideas.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah, I encourage you all to go look at it. And if you're struggling in the planner community right now with getting your functional stuff together, or, you know, trying to figure out how to make your planner work best for you and things like that. Like I said before, my planner is functional and it's pretty. Look at and you. I go through, yeah, you can do both. You can do both. You can be a functional planner, pretty planner. But I want to make my planner work for me. It's not just a pretty thing. Like, I have a lot of things to manage in my home. If you guys are hearing me chew, because I'm eating candy corn, MJ.
Oh, that is disgusting. That is not as bad as peeps, though. Peeps are the worst.
Oh, God. Oh yeah. I'll have my peeps in the spring.
It makes me sick. We need to have a poll. Who likes peeps? Who likes candy corn? Right? No.
You should do it in the stories, because I like they can't stand either one. But yeah, like getting I forgot what I was saying. Sorry. But it's okay. So like, yeah, with the mind mapping, you're building up on ideas. Like I said, like the kitchen, and then you'll do like pantry, and then another idea comes to mind, another ideas, and you just build from those branches and you just draw these crazy lines. But when you're doing that, it's like a mind exercise.
Yeah.
And then on paper and you see it, this is why paper planning is the bomb. Telling you, because you're getting these things out of your mind. When we're using phone and electronics, it's not the same. And I will say, I do use my phone, because sometimes when I'm on the go, or if I'm in Target or somewhere like that, I mean, I do have my phone. Jen Plans has a really good example of how to use your phone kind of as a brain dump, but she still goes back and puts it in her paper planner. And I've actually been adopting that.
Yeah.
And reminders for household. So yes, you can do electronic planning, but our minds need paper. You know, we need paper. We need pens and pencils, and we need colors, and we need those things.
Tactile.
And it helps with your we need that. And it helps with your productivity and reaching goals and, you know, doing affirmations. That's another one that I've been really, really trying to work on and making sure I do them daily. And so far, so good. You know, I feel like my attitude has been really positive, and I've been trying to surround myself with more positive things. Even some of the music that I listen to, or just conversations and whatnot. And sometimes when I want to say a negative thing, I just either shut up and think about something positive, or, you know, So, you know, what you feed yourself and what you feed into your mind is what you're going to reciprocate and put out.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's important to take care of that mind, so that behavior can be, you know, productive in what you really want to see. It's so cool that we like started talking about this. I didn't realize that what I was doing this past week would connect to this podcast this week. I think it was on Wednesday. I was just like so done. I felt like my brain was fried and I needed to go and I don't know, like write out a mission statement, figure out my roles, responsibilities. It was just like, how do I, you know, clear my mind so that I can, you know, do what I need to do. So I didn't do a mind map. I've got to figure out what I did first. Oh, I thought about what I wanted to be, what legacy I wanted to leave. You know, I think that for me, that is, I don't know. I think, you know, when I think of myself when I'm 80 or 90 and I'm like, okay, what do I want people to say about me? What do I want? Not just people, but what do I want to have accomplished and what's important to me? And so that kind of helps me refocus. So I spent time, I think like a couple hours reading Stephen Covey's First Things First. Yeah.
I love his
Freaking love that book, let me just say.
Don't you feel so educated and just so like
just so smart
for everything? Like you just want to bust your shirt open like Superman and be like, yeah.
Yes. So I sat there, I wrote a mission statement for my life. I wrote out like and from those mission statements or from that mission statement came the roles that I play. So like I thought about the different roles that I'm in. Like I'm a homeowner, I'm a wife, I'm a therapist, I'm you know, like a shop owner, and I have like 7 different roles that I have written out. And he kind of says to keep it at 7 or less, because the way that your brain functions, you can't keep track of much more. So one question that he asked that was just phenomenal to me was, think of every single role you have in your life now. Each of those roles, what is the one thing that will have the greatest impact for this week? And I thought about that and I wrote each thing down for each role. So like for the wife / homeowner, I could unpack boxes and I could do that for an hour. And so I said, unpack boxes, do that for an hour. And I put that on my schedule. And so all of these things are important, but they're not something that just has to be done right away. And I think for me, what kind of stops me is feeling like I'm in crisis mode, where I'm constantly having to do things as they are needing to be done. You know what I mean? Like,
when you have a list, like you have to get it all done.
Yes. It's just so overwhelming. And so I just thought about, what is the one thing that I can do this week for this role that will have the greatest impact on my life? And so I did that and I wrote those out, and I promise you, I feel so much better. Like I feel so much lighter. I didn't do the mind map, but it was similar. It was kind of a list thing. And I did draw some pictures. I drew a tree. I drew some pictures, but I think it was so helpful to just kind of decompress in that way and figure out what is important to me. So, I feel good. And I feel like just clearing my mind, taking that time to do that, allow me to be as the most productive as I've been like this whole week. Right.
I hear you. And let me tell you, buying a home is like the most stressful thing ever. Oh my God. It is so stressful. And then you don't even like come down off of that stress for several months. September, we fully moved in May. We closed April, the beginning of April. I finally feel like I'm back to normal. Like I can relax, or I can, okay, we're in the home, you know, it feels good and things like that. Like it is so freaking stressful. It's like, I don't even know what to compare this to. I don't even know if like finals week in college, like your last, you know, semester of college when you have all this stuff and certifications and all this crap to apply for. I don't even know if that compares to what I felt.
Man. You know? Yeah, like I actually had a so stressful
when we the week we were closing. Mm-hmm. I had a panic attack. I thought I was gonna have to go to emergency because I couldn't calm down.
Oh my god!
And Marcus, of course, like, what the heck is wrong? Are you okay? Why are you crying? And I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't talk. Nothing. It was terrible for about maybe 20. Yeah, and I did talk to my doctor and therapist, and they're like, "Yeah, you're buying a house." Sorry.
Yeah, it's so stressful.
You know.
I mean,
he's like, just take time for yourself, because this is like one of the most stressful things ever that you're having to do. And I don't know, I thought pregnancy was pretty stressful, but I didn't have a panic attack. back. So I don't know. This is, yeah, it was a mess, but I'm glad. It feels good, you know, to be in the home and, you know, setting things up and just doing little projects. It does feel really awesome, but I'm finally to the point where I'm enjoying it and excited about it rather than feeling stressed and heavy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but so there's a thing like brain dumping. We hear a lot of people in the planner community talk about brain dumping.
Uh-huh.
It's necessary.
Absolutely.
It is necessary. Like, it frees up space in your mind. You don't think about it being that way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how, because before when I used to see it, I was like, I'm not doing no brain dumping. You know, that's just an extra page of my planner. But I've been doing it lately just so I can get, like, different things I want to get done around the house, like changing the fire alarm batteries. Mm-hmm. We just did that today. That's why I'm saying that. And getting on a routine for, like, the carpets. We have a dog, and, like, putting baking soda and things like that. This is stuff that I did before, but I want to get on a regular routine because this is my house. You want your things to last longer and be good. So just, you know, getting all that stuff out of my head and making sure I do put that somewhere in my planners, like maintenance or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like brain dumping is so, like, it's so important. It reminds me of what David Allen said in, what's that book? Getting Things Done. And he talks about how Bruce Lee talked about this thing called mind like water. And I mean it's so cool because if you YouTube Bruce Lee mind like water, he like goes through like this speech and it's like seems all mystical and he has him like fighting in the background. So that's cheesy. Funny.
You don't want it.
But the idea of it is that when you're not holding on to all of that information, all of that stuff, then you can be more flexible and spontaneous, and you can think better. You can enjoy your time. Yeah. You can do so many things with your mind when it's not being used up with just useless information that you can't do anything with right now.
Right. I think it's important to do that. I mean, you can do it monthly, weekly, you know, at your desk at work, make it a routine to kind of, you know, if you have a few minutes or on your lunch break, just get stuff out of your head. I do one for work and I do one for home. There's some things we have to remember at work when dealing with patients, and it's just nice to just jot some things down really quick. And I don't know, I can write 3 things down and I feel great. Like, it's so weird. And I just started doing that like this month. I'm telling you, like, all this stuff I've been hearing, books I've been reading, I've been really trying to put those things into action and just really relieve myself of anything that makes me feel heavy, overwhelmed, or anything like that.
Yeah, I hear you. That's so cool.
Yeah. I do want to leave you with another girl. Her TED Talk was really cool. And then MJ has a list for you.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Carrie Green. She did a TED Talk. It's Carrie. Last name is Green. And hers was on programming for success. Totally awesome. I think I watched it 2 or 3 times. Whenever I like a TED Talk, I watch it several different times. Probably back to back, too. But hers was really good, and she talks about just how, like I mentioned earlier, affirmations and just feeding yourself positivity and things. I personally used to think it was corny. I've never had to have like pep talks and motivational things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. After I turned 30, all of a sudden I need all this extra motivation, all this extra, you know, pumping myself up to talk. I mean, get things done. I've never been this way. So this is something new for me and different.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was listening to her TED Talk, I mean, she talks about that, like doing your affirmations and speaking positivity over yourself. I mean, if you're a Christian, you know, speaking things into existence, you know, being mindful of what you're speaking over your life and over the life of others. You know, just being careful of what you're putting out, you know. And so.
And I know, like, a lot of different religions, you know, or cultures have, like, a certain way or certain affirmations that I think that's, they're pretty cool, like mindfulness and other things like that.
It's all related, and it's basically the same, like, you know, karma, what goes around comes around. Basically what you put into the universe is going to come back, right?
The law of the farm. What you sow, you'll reap.
Yeah, all those things, like, they're so real.
Yeah.
And so you want to be mindful of what you're putting out there and, you know, how you're treating people, different things like that. And this girl, Carrie, you know, she was young and she was whatever. I'm not going to tell all of it, but just using positive affirmations or writing those down and visualizing them and saying them every day is like... Oh no, it's so crazy. It's meditation, you know, for yourself, basically, in your mind and things you want to accomplish, writing down your goals. I've never been one of those people to write down goals and do them. I just thought, if I want to do it, I'm going to get out there and do it. Now I need a little encouragement. And I don't know why. It's just something that recently started happening and started to notice. Working out, exercising, running, like, I've never really needed a pep talk to do any of that. And now I do. But those are the things that I've been looking at and to help me, like, you know, what is going on? But sometimes you go through that. My doctor seems to think it's probably hormonal, and we've done tests. It's not anything like crazy major or anything like that, but he's just like, you know, sometimes that happens and you're aging and getting older and things are different. You're like a new person.
Yeah. You know? That's cool.
Yeah, it's crazy how that thing happened, you know, how those things happen, but you learn from it and do. The thing is using your mind to put your behaviors into action, you know, positive things, good things.
Right.
If you need to clean out a closet or cleaning out something so simple as cleaning out your kitchen drawer.
Yes.
Just one kitchen drawer, just cleaning one out. And the feeling that you feel when you're done with that makes you want to go do more, you know?
Exactly.
Just little things. And MJ and I talked about integrity banks. And just setting small goals for yourself. It could be putting your brush back in the drawer, putting it where it needs to be when you're done with it in the morning, or putting your makeup away when you're done with it in the morning. Something really simple. And you do that every day. So you're checking it off as something you're checking off. You're accomplishing it. And you do that so often, you start finding other things. And so you're putting things into your integrity bank. I'm probably not explaining this correctly.
But oh, no, you did. That's how.
But it really helped, like, just little bitty things. You know, when you're putting your washi tape back into its container or wherever you keep it at, or
hard.
And did a blog on this, like, when you're done with something, put it back.
Yeah. You know?
And it is hard sometimes, but it's really not when you think about it. And it's better for you in the long run, because when you come back, you don't have all this mess.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't know about you, but when I see mess, it makes me go the other way.
It's true.
me go the other way. I don't want to have to deal with it, or it makes me not want to do a project. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to take all this glue and all this paper and scissors out and clean all this stuff. So I just don't even feel like doing it. But if you would clean it up as you go, or put things away as you go, it would be so, you know, terrible. You wouldn't have this massive thing.
Exactly. So basically, I'm gonna just kind of recap what we talked about so everybody can have the takeaways for this episode. So mind and behavior, nurture your mind, make sure that's together so you can behave in a way that you want to and get things done. And so we talked about brain dumping. We talked about mind mapping. We talked about a mission statement, affirmations, rest and recreation or recreation. And something we really didn't talk about, but I think it's important. I think you just need to do it. Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it. Don't even think about it.
Sometimes it's so hard to, you know, when you're just kind of like sitting there and you're like, man, I really should do this. I mean, just do it. There's this book. I think it's the five second rule. Yeah, like she says, if you feel like, man, I need to do something, then count backward from five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just do it. So, and I wanted to add, like, piggyback off of that integrity account, because I think it's so important. A lot of times we don't have the confidence necessary to get the things done because we've been compromising our integrity every time we break a promise to ourselves. Every time we say we're going to do something but we don't do it, then that's docking our integrity bank account, if you will. So if you start off with, let's use dollars in this case, but if you start off with $100 in your integrity account and you say, okay, I'm going to wake up early, that docks five, you know, if you don't wake up early, then you say, okay, I'm not going to spend that much time on social media. And then you do that docs, you know, I don't know, 15 or 20. You say, okay, I'm going to be here at this time and you don't. And it's constantly, you know, draining your integrity account. And then when I say that integrity account, it's also draining your confidence to do the next thing. So when you feel yourself saying, you know, I'm going to leave here at, you know, 2 o'clock. And then you're like, well, I should probably give myself maybe another hour because I know I'm not really going to leave at 2 o'clock. I think that's hurting you because you need to have confidence in your word. And so in order to build that confidence, you have to start making promises to yourself and fulfilling those promises and not going back on them. So just do it, y'all. Just do it.
Yes, just do it.
And so here are the books. Oh, did you have something to say?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I have a list of books that you guys really should check out. So the first one is Getting Things Done. We talked about that a little bit. That's David Allen. He's talking about getting things done, brain dumping, creating a system to make sure that you get everything done that you need to get done. Seven Habits. Huh?
Awesome book.
Absolutely. I love it. Habits of Highly Effective People and First Things First by Stephen Covey. This is like my grandpa. Like, he is the bomb. I just love him. I wish I could like call him up and be like, hey, what do you think about this? Because he has so much wonderful advice about how to put first things first in your life. Because, you know, you can have all of these things on your to-do list, but if it's not reaching back to your values in life, it's just busy work. It's just stuff to do. And so he kind of puts that into perspective and says, okay, these are the things that, or helps you to plan out or figure out which things are important to you so that you can plan those things that are long lasting. So the next one is Mindset by Carol Dweck. And that book is about shifting your mindset into like, it's like a complete paradigm shift for your mind. Like, guys, you really need to read that. Also The Compound Effect, and that's about creating habits. And that's by Darren Hardy. So that's creating habits and putting them into action. Also, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And that's kind of, it's more talking about the science of habits and how our brain works and how you can create better habits or break different habits that you probably shouldn't have. And that's pretty cool. It's really sciencey, but I like it. And then the last one is the 5-second rule, which is by Mel Robbins. And that's about that doing, just doing it. So yeah, that's my list for you. And it's pretty long. So if any of you guys have read these already, or if you have your favorite one, just tell us, send us a message or something, and we can talk about it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so
I'm looking here. On our last episode, we talked about
FOMO.
Yes, we talked about FOMO, and we had a giveaway. And if you
look in,
yes, I'm looking in my deal here.
I should tell a joke like while we
wait. Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No, I don't think they want to hear my joke anyway.
I'm trying to see if I could. Okay. one of our followers, Tanisha Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
We will forward your information to Siobhan Thomas.
She's the winner.
This Wealth and Life. Yay. Woo-hoo. And thank you for participating.
Nice.
Yeah. So the deal was to screenshot that you subscribe to Siobhan's blog, which is really awesome. It's about productivity, has awesome tips and things like that. I read it. I mean, they're short and sweet. It's not like pages long or like, you know, you get bored. It's very to the point, sweet. You get a lot of information in a little bit of time. Love it.
Yes.
And I look forward to them. And it's pretty. It's freaking pretty.
Yes. And it's thiswellplannedlife.com.
thiswellplannedlife.com. So, yeah. Tanisha Fuller, we will inbox you if you're listening. We'll inbox you and get your information forwarded to Siobhan so you can get your prize.
Woo! Go, well, Tanisha!
I want to thank you guys. And thank you for your support on Instagram. Thank you for listening to us.
Listening to us talk.
Yeah, and this is seriously, I don't know if people really understand, like, this is how MJ and I talk to each other all the time.
Yeah, like, we literally sit on the phone like, oh my gosh, and did you read this book? And
it'll be hours past, and you're like, dude, we were just on the phone for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I don't talk on the phone, so that's
me
a big
neither.
Deal. Talk on the phone. I'm like, you better text. but we can sit on the phone for hours and just be talking about all these different things, and it's very helpful. I always feel like I get something from the conversation.
Yes.
Feel motivated to do, and yeah.
And that's another thing about mindset, y'all. Like, who are you surrounding yourself with? Like, make sure you surround yourself with people who want to be as productive as you are.
Yes, absolutely. Boom. Absolutely. That makes a huge difference.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Yes. Be careful and don't let everybody in your space.
Yes. Yeah.
Not everybody deserves you. So get that mindset.
Yes.
You know.
Don't get me started on that. Please don't get me started on that. We can talk about that another episode, okay?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week.
Send us a DM.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.